Wrocław, the smile that disarmed the system. If Warsaw negotiated in offices and Krakow prayed in cathedrals, Wrocław chose a path no one saw coming, subversive laughter and radical struggle. In this western city, a no-man's land repopulated almost entirely after the war, resistance did not carry the weight of ancient tradition. Perhaps for this reason, its inhabitants felt free to invent the boldest ways to challenge power. Wrocław was not just an anti-communist stronghold. It was the laboratory where surrealism became a political weapon. Walking down Świdnicka Street today means literally stumbling upon history. Small bronze statues of dwarfs, krasnale, watch us from street corners. For the unsuspecting tourist, they are a cute attraction. But for us, they are veterans of a unique psychological war. In the grayness of the 80s, the orange alternative, Pomarańczowa Alternativa, was born here. Led by Major Waldemar Friedrich, this movement decided that the only way to combat an absurd dictatorship was with even greater absurdity. The pavement of Wrocław was transformed into a theater of the ridiculous. When the police erased an anti-government slogan, Friedrich and his people painted a dwarf over the fresh paint spot. When the regime organized pompous military parades, they counterattacked with marches of people dressed as dwarfs or distributing toilet paper, a luxury good back then, as if they were sacred relics. The police were paralyzed. How do you arrest a dwarf for smiling? By breaking fear through laughter, Wrocław stripped the emperor naked in front of his people. But beneath that layer of humor, Wrocław had a core of steel. While the rest of Poland sought compromise and dialogue, the most intransigent faction took root here, Fighting Solidarity, Solidarność Walcząca. Under the leadership of Kornel Morawiecki, this organization rejected the idea of sitting at the table with the communists. For them, there was no possible socialism with a human face. The goal was total independence. This stance turned the city into a fortress of clandestine technology. From hidden basements, pirate radio stations operated, jamming state television signals, alongside counterintelligence networks so sophisticated that the secret police, SB, could barely infiltrate them. On this chessboard, the church also played a movie-worthy game. The figure of Cardinal Henryk Gulbinowicz is legendary in the city, not only for his spiritual work, but for an audacity worthy of a spy novel. Days before martial law was declared in 1981 and the state froze the union's accounts, local solidarity leaders withdrew 80 million zlotys and took them to the archbishop's palace. Gulbinowicz hid them, and that treasure financed the underground resistance and aid to families of the repressed during the darkest years of the regime. Wrocław teaches us that identity is not inherited, it is built. In a city where everyone was new after 1945, a community was forged, united by the rejection of lies. Today, its bronze dwarfs are not toys, they are monuments to human wit. They remind us that, even facing tanks, sometimes the most powerful weapon is the ability to laugh in the tyrant's face and keep alive the radical hope of freedom.